This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number three. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes, as always, to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the third watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter at Captain's America, on Parler, the Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out the all-new website by going to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, and we're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance and get started. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi's gotten herself in a little bit of trouble because she's taken a bunch of heat for the election losses by the Democratic Party. And we're going to see.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi showing off a freezer full of ice cream in an interview with James Corden during the peak of the pandemic. Some progressive groups say the image shows party leadership is.
Oops. Well, see if this will come back. It's buffering this audio that's here. But Nancy is definitely in trouble because of the squad and other people are blaming her for the losses. And she was saying, well, we have a Democratic president, so we're still the majority. But she's lost 14 congressional seats. I don't know if you knew that or not. She's lost 14 congressional seats. And it's possible that it's going to be a lot more than that, because they haven't finished counting everything that's going on yet. In Orange County, we know about two seats that were captured back from the Democrats who won those elections 2 years ago, congressional seats. Now, that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. And again, everything that's going on is really, I won't say to be expected, but when you start winning seats in California and you put Nancy on the defensive to where she's having to make up and be creative with the things that she's saying, then you've got what I like to call mission accomplished. Now, here's the other thing. Congressman Devin Nunes, has said that conservatives should be very wary about the glitches and security issues with the voting machines, given an apparent sea change in support from President Trump to Joe Biden since election eve. People are already anointing Joe Biden, even though nothing, no one certified anybody as the president yet. And by the way, they have not, the states have not certified their votes yet for an individual winner. It's all hypothetical based on the tallies that are unofficial at the moment, which are subject to change where there's different voting going on. Now, Rudy Giuliani said that 623,000 Pennsylvania voters, or Pennsylvania votes rather, should not count. We also know that in the state of Georgia, an agreement was made between Stacey Abrams and the Secretary of State that the absentee ballots, the names of the individuals, the absentee ballots that were cast, would not be announced. So you would have no way of knowing whether or not the person that voted was the actual person or not. Now, as stupid as that sounds, that actually has taken place in Georgia. Can it be outdone? Maybe. Because how are you supposed to confirm the absentee ballot if you don't know who the voter is, number one, and if you don't know the name, so you can't compare the signature, number two? I mean, is that all part of it? There's a lot of questions that come with this rather than just making a simple statement. By the way, Representative Doug Collins, who is from Georgia, said that the Georgia Secretary of State caused the problems that you're now seeing in Georgia. And it's a shame. Because you would think a Republican could have done better than that. But maybe the person was outmatched for the job in which they were entrusted. You think? Also, the U.S. Appeals Court rejected an effort to block the late ballots in Pennsylvania. Even though the ballots came in late and the rules were changed by the Supreme Court, that never should have been changed, they're still allowing the ballots to come in, the late ballots, and be counted. We'll see where that goes. That's to be determined because of the fact that the Supreme Court more than likely is going to decide on that case. All right, I'll be right back, taking a break, and when we come back, more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature is a wellness products company. They make vitamins and different things to help you out. And I will tell you that I do take the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. Now, the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies is like getting yourself a shot of B12 and then some every day, because it gives you 10 times the normal requirement of the fruits and vegetables that you need to take. It also will help you if you're not eating the right kind of foods and give you the proper vitamin nutrition as well. And, of course, it'll make you healthier, which means, guess what? You just might not get sick as often. So for a limited time, you can go to the website, balanceofnature.com. Take a look at all the products they've got over there. And use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That will save you 35% on your order at Balance of Nature. Or you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Either way, check them out. See what they can do for you. BalanceofNature.com. Now, I'm going to see if I can play this. This is Newsmax TV, and this is the Chris Salcedo Show. And this was Rudy Giuliani on the program.
President Trump's attorney, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Always good to see you, Mr. Mayor. Can you believe, first off, Joyless Reid over there saying that she doesn't believe the Democrats ought to be investigated? And Communist China congratulated Beijing Biden today. Regardless of what happens in this election, do we have enough evidence to warrant a China-Biden collusion investigation in your estimation?
Without any doubt. I mean, they paid the family millions and millions of dollars. First of all, they paid They made a $1.5 billion investment in his son's private equity fund when he was negotiating for us. It's never disclosed to the country. And Biden, of course, failed miserably in the negotiations, and the son got $1.5 billion. Then, just a few years ago, they signed a contract with a Chinese communist intelligence agency, a Chinese communist major spy, which Hunter Biden on tape indicates is a spy, and then a Chinese communist spy in the United States. They were going to get $10,000 a year. That's the one where 10% is for the big guy. That was a contract with the Chinese communist. So we have a guy that wants to be president who had a three-year contract at $10 million a year with a Chinese communist spy, intelligence agent, and a domestic Chinese communist spy. This is ridiculous. I mean, it's close to espionage.
Right. Now, I'm right there with you. And as a matter of fact, there was scant evidence to justify the Trump-Russia collusion. And there are four investigations launched against our current president on no evidence whatsoever. But we have a boatload of evidence to tie Beijing Biden to China. And I hope the Republicans go down that road. Look, I want to ask you about Pennsylvania because you've been intimately involved in what's happening and what has happened in Pennsylvania as far as the vote is concerned. Bring our audience up to speed, will you?
Well, yeah. I mean, Pennsylvania really has developed into a major case. It started off as a pretty good case. I mean, you basically had the Republicans locked out of the mail ballot counting, which is, of course, terrible because the mail ballot was new to this year. Everyone warned about how fraudulent it could be, and the law passed by Pennsylvania legislature said you had to have observers from both sides there. Well, the Republicans were locked out completely. Then when they were let in, they were put in corrals 20 feet away where they could see nothing, and therefore something like 300,000 ballots were counted without inspection of any kind. I mean, they could be anything. They could be ballots from dead people. They could be ballots the same person 14 times, 100 times. There's no way we would know. And then the envelope that would secure it was thrown away. The ballot was put in. So now we're up to 623,000 ballots that are unlawful ballots that can't be counted. And they all come out of Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, where Biden, you know, got 80% and 70% of the vote. That alone would switch the election to about a 300,000 victory for Trump, which oddly is what the victory probably really was. He was ahead by 800,000 votes on election night. There's no way you make it up 800,000 votes. It just doesn't happen. Any fool would know that.
Yeah.
And also, if you don't think that they would cheat in Philadelphia in this election, this would be the first election in 60 years in which they didn't cheat in Philadelphia. I mean, they are masters at voter fraud. That's what they do it for a living. Well, that's why they go to jail so much for it.
Hey, look, you're not going to get any argument from me because I mean, we saw this very same pattern going from the Obama administration. What would Obama do? He'd violate the Constitution, he'd violate the law, and then say, sue me, and then he'd get his stuff done, what he wanted to get done, and cram it down America's throats. It seemed to me what the executives in Pennsylvania were doing, yeah, I know what the law says, but be using the China virus as an excuse, we're just going to ignore the law and just get all this mountains and mountains of mail-in ballots, and then ask for forgiveness later after Beijing Biden gets into the Oval Office. It seems to be how they approach this, right?
Well, yeah, but, you know, this law was passed when there was China virus. So the legislature was fully aware of China virus and still made it an absolute requirement that the ballots be observed by Republicans and Democrats. In fact, it never would have passed if there wasn't that requirement, because then you could just submit 10,000 mail ballots and nobody would know. So in Michigan, the same thing happened, except in Michigan, they make it a crime if you don't allow both sides to look at the ballot. So every time the Republicans were pushed out there, which amounts to about 270,000 times, each one of those is a separate crime.
Mr. Mayor, I think everybody watching this program, whether Democrats want to admit it or not, I think they all owe you thanks because you're trying to get to the bottom, the truth of what happened. And anybody that wants and values truth Yeah, they can thank you for what you're doing. We appreciate your time here on the Chris Salcedo Show. We'll talk again.
All righty. Well, that was Newsmax. That was an interview that Mayor Rudy Giuliani did yesterday. And again, you heard what you heard. 623,000 votes, according to Rudy Giuliani, that should be tossed out in Pennsylvania. And these were all absentee ballots counted without the inspection of any observers in Pennsylvania, which by law means they should be tossed out. Now, will it happen? Don't know. Will they have to go to court, the Supreme Court, or whatever? Probably. What happens after that? We just don't know. And these ballots, they could be anything. They could be dead people. They could be people that don't live in the state. They could be ballots from the same person 14 times, 100 times, whatever. Because there's some of that going on, too, around the country, where one person is submitting a bunch of votes. And again, I remember on election night when the president was up by 800,000 votes in Pennsylvania, and all of a sudden it started going the other way. Started going the other way, and I told my my compadre, Bill Bunkley, who was doing the show with me, I told him, I says, man, this something smells, something really smells, because we watched the league go away, and that was that. But anyway, you just can't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up, and it's right out there in plain sight. It's right out there in plain sight. Now, there is a Pennsylvania court ruling that could help the president. And when we come back from the break, which we're coming up on here very quickly, I will mention what that is so that we get that out there so people understand what's going on here. But this is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And, of course, a lot of things happen on the weekend. You never know. Never know. And by the way, the governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf, and the secretary of the Commonwealth, secretary of state in PA, both of them have been ordered by the judge. Her name is Mary Hannah Leavitt. She ruled that the secretary of state did not have the required authority to change the November 9th deadline for the first time that the voters cast their ballot. So that's part of the problem here. We'll see how all that plays out. All right, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump stepped in front of the White House press corps for the first time in more than a week to celebrate news of a successful COVID-19 vaccine. The president also spoke of the vaccine delivery time frame.
As soon as April, the vaccine will be available to the entire general population, with the exception of places like New York State, where for political reasons, the governor, he doesn't trust the fact that it's this administration. So we won't be delivering it to New York until we have authorization to do so, and Governor Cuomo will have to let us know when he's ready for it.
The president added, no medical breakthrough of this scope and magnitude has ever been achieved this rapidly, and we're very proud of it. Pfizer this week announced that its vaccine had been more than 90% effective in protecting patients against the virus that has killed more than 220,000 people in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yeah, buddy. And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, which is just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning. A big old hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia, this morning. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And I'll tell you what, the brand new 2021 Rogues are in at Moss Nissan, and they've made some incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. The Rogue has really gone rogue. Now, it starts with quilted leather seats, new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself. I know because I've driven many miles in a Rogue. I've had four of them in the last 5 years from Moss Nissan, and I know that you are going to enjoy the heck out of the great pricing and fantastic service that you get from Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Care is included with each vehicle purchase, which is a tremendous value-added package that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze. There's over 800 vehicles now in stock, so Moss Nissan will have the vehicle that you're looking for that the other dealerships don't. Remember, the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here. Moss Nissan and Acura, the home of the You Serve, You Save program, putting pastors, veterans, active duty military, and first responders up on a pedestal. Now, Nissan stores are located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and the all-new Nissan Acura and Nissan dealership right beside each other on Florida Avenue here in North Tampa. Now, don't forget, visit them online, mossnissan.com. That's M-A-U-S-Nissan.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you a bunch of money. Bunch of money. Okay. Going back to what we were talking about, there's no doubt that there is so much conniving going on here. Some people would call it cheating, open and blank cheat, you know, flagrant cheating, which is obvious. I don't think anyone can disagree with that. We certainly have got problems, immense problems out there. Georgia, they're going through a hand count right now. By the way, in Pennsylvania, the Secretary of State there will not order a recount. That's going to have to come from a judge. And I believe that's going to happen very quickly. We'll just have to wait and see. Because, again, this stuff is, it's so obvious to anybody that's watching what's going on here. It's just so obvious that things that shouldn't have happened happen. But let's listen to something right here. I'm going to try to get this going. This is again coming from Newsmax.
Going on in Georgia, CNN.
All right, this is
and NBC have just called Georgia.
All right, this is Newsmax. I'm trying to rack this up here so I can get it going. And this is
for Joe Biden. Now, it begs the question: how do you?
Okay, let's see here. This is buffering.
Call the race before the recount is complete. Joining us now, Georgia Congressman Representative Doug Collins. Congressman, what are your thoughts on this? I don't know that you care what the networks are doing, but if you can give me your thoughts on that and a lay of the land as far as how things are progressing there, sir.
Yeah, no, I don't give one hoot about what the networks are calling this race down here. We're in the middle of a recount right now, which we're frustrated with, and we've been also frustrated with our Secretary of State and the rules that were put out yesterday that we followed immediately. And now we're, just as I can say right now, that he's supposed to be announcing as we're on the this interview here, that we're now going to get what we ask for, and that's a one-to-one ratio on the tables to observers. So we are moving forward here. This is what we need to have. And at the same point, we're still pursuing issues of signature match and verification as we go down the line. We've got to get this done so that the president can have a true count of what happened in Georgia.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk about that. And people that have been watching the show know that I've been kind of obsessed with this. But the signature verification, or however you verify the mail-in votes, the fact that those get separated from the ballots themselves,
yeah, this is going to be an interesting thing here. Let's see. See if it gets to play here. It's buffering. What it is let me try.
And I don't know how you fix that once they're separated. How do you address that?
Well, we actually have a bigger problem down here that we've been talking about for a little while now. It's got to be fixed. We do not have a voter ID on an absentee ballot. So, in other words, you send your ballot in on an absentee. It's separated from the envelope. You will no longer be able to track that ballot. Once it's put into the stack with other ballots, it will never be able to be tracked back directly to the envelope in which it came. Now, for those who are upset about the voter signature verification down here in Georgia, they ought to be. The Secretary of State, in a consent decree last year, gave basically away the ability to accurately verify signatures in Georgia. So just going back and saying we need to verify signatures in Georgia is something that we are pursuing. The problem is in the court order that was issued last year, they said that all you had to have was one match on the signature. So in other words, if someone got an absentee ballot request, filled it out in someone else's name, sent it in, they got the ballot back and then filled it out and signed it again in that person's name, under the consent decree, that's all that has to match. They don't have to go back to the original application for it to become a voter. This is the problem.
Now, this is nuts. What he's talking about is absolutely crazy.
That we're facing down here. It's not as simple as 1, 2, 3, but it is something we're fighting, and those are the things that's got to be fixed down here. But this goes back to the consent decree that now causes a lot of issues for us to track these ballots as they came in, and we don't have any voter ID on the ballot themselves.
So do you feel like it's a fair recount going on right now?
This is the count itself is going to be fair, because in the sense of taking the machine and seeing what the machine actually counted, is as far as taking, also being able to challenge ballots that should not be there as well, from, you know, a spoilage failure percentage or other things, but also from the perspective of here is actually for the first time taking the hand ballot and confirming the number that we have seen so far. And there's been a lot of concern about, did the voting machines accurately count? Did they do those things? This is exactly what we're fighting right now, and this is one step, not the whole step, but one step in this. And frankly, the Secretary of State's office has caused this problem to develop. They've been continually problematic in this, and I will continue to call them out and force them to do this. The problem is we're dealing in areas in which the Secretary of State's setting the rules. We're having to challenge him on the rules. They seem to be changing as we go. This is what we're having to do right now. But this ballots will be counted, and we'll see those ballot counts.
Now, machines are still being used for...
Again, this is buffering.
The recount, right, Congressman?
No.
Well, they aren't. So everything is being counted by hand.
Exactly. So you'll have so the machine count from last week will be compared to an actual hand ballot count. So that will at least get us down the line of where there are inaccuracies and things in the machine count as opposed to an actual ballot count here in Georgia.
Okay. And then once that comes out, now, correct me if I'm wrong, the difference in Georgia, what is it, like 12,000 or 14,000?
The last I heard, I think it was 14.
14. And do you think there's a chance that it could be reversed to that extent on behalf of the president?
Well, without this recount, there is no way to be out. And so I think that's what we've got to focus on. And if there's, again, a large numeric difference here in these numbers, then it shows that there's not only problems with these machines, but it also allows us to continue our trek to find those who voted illegally, those who may have been ballot harvesting, and then try to find a way around this court order, that the consent decree that the Secretary of State's office entered into, that has now bound our hands on the signature verification issue.
Yeah. And what about fraud? Are you awaiting the outcome of this count to determine whether there is evidence of fraud, or do you have cases of fraud that you would like to explore right now?
We're building those right now. People who are not allowed to vote, saying that they already had had voted, had to vote by a a ballot at the day of.
We
also had, evidences of, in affidavits that are being signed on lack of transparency.
Now, you think you got problems elsewhere in the country? How about Georgia and the vote that they got going on down there? Goodness sakes almighty. And, of course, you can thank Stacey Abrams for the vast majority of all of that. Believe me when I tell you. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, today, in just a little while, I'll be down in Sarasota for the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show. It starts out, the doors open up, gates open up at 9 a.m. at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, Robards Arena. I'll be there from 9 a.m. to about 2 p.m. You can stop by and say howdy howdy to myself and take a look at all the different things they have in there, the guns, the knives, the fishing equipment, the bows and arrows, the outdoor equipment, the military surplus, all that stuff that they'll have there. There's always something for somebody there. There's always something for somebody there. So stop by, see what they have to offer. And I look forward to seeing you. I'll have some things I'll be giving away too. Always free when I have it with me. So there you go. And we look forward to seeing you, shaking your hand, saying howdy, howdy. And again, I'll be easy to spot wherever I'm at. I try to, if I'm on up against the wall, I try to get my banner up there so people can see the banner and they see the Captain's America Third Watch. That's me. They know I'm right there. If I can't get the banner up, then of course I've always got the big, tablecloths with the radio station on it. And the one that I'll have is the one that has AM 860 and AM 930 on it. It's got both the stations, my flagship station, so you'll be able to see me that way. And I've got my station shirt on today, too. But stop by, say hi, and I'd be happy to shake your hand and give you some of the free goodies I have there, and you can have yourself a good day. So, Two Guys Gun Show today, Two Guys Gun and Knife Show, down at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, Robarts Arena. They're there today from 9 to 5. They're there tomorrow from 9 to 3. Today, the concealed carry class, if you want to take it, will start at 2 o'clock. Tomorrow, it will start at 12:30. So you want to make sure that you get signed up for it. If that's what you want to do, get your concealed carry permit, and away you go. And I'm sure they're going to have another run, as they have been every time for the last couple of months on ammunition. So if you're looking for ammunition, sorry, you better get there early, because it goes like a house of fire. And good morning to Jeff down there in Sarasota. I see he just chimed in. Now, President Trump said that he might stop by a Saturday rally in Washington, D.C., planned by his supporters. It's a big, they're calling it a million-man march. I don't know that it'll be a million men and women, but it might be. You never know. Certainly it'll be thousands, to say the least. It'll start at the Supreme Court building and go over to the White House. And then next Saturday, they're going to be up there again doing the same thing. However, tomorrow, Sunday, if you want to get involved in supporting the president, they're going to have a big rally at the state capitol in Tallahassee. So you can make it a point to go over to Tallahassee and be there for that one. And, of course, the president said that it's heartwarming to see all the tremendous support out there, especially the organic rallies that are springing up all over the country. Well, you betcha. You betcha. And late ballots in Pennsylvania have now generated a second legal case over the proof of ID. You heard Doug Collins talk about Georgia. You heard earlier the conversation about Pennsylvania, where once you get rid of the envelope, you have no way to prove that that vote that you're trying to count, the absentee vote, is from who they say it is. And that's part of what's going on here. The envelopes have been separated from the votes, and they can't prove what it is that they've got in front of them. Now, U.S. officials are saying the election was the most secure in American history. Well, it was so secure, ladies and gentlemen, that in Georgia, the voting machines were actually on live on the internet during most of the election. They were allowed to be placed live online on the internet. Who does that? And why would you do that? Who does that? Wow. By the way, multiple attacks to hack into COVID-19 researchers over the past 24 hours have been reported by Microsoft. Now, they were able to get on top of this and stop this, but somebody was trying to get information from the COVID-19 researchers. They believe that this might have been North Korea and Russia. That's the early indicator that's out there. And why am I not surprised about that? By the way, you probably already heard about CNN's Christian Amanpour likening the Trump presidency to Nazi terror. She's another one. By the way, Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who is now a Texas congressman-elect, says that Joe Biden should have to have the cognitive test that President Trump did. And I agree with that. We need to find out if he can function and do the job that he's about to take if he gets it. What happens if he couldn't? What happens if he flunks the test? Well, say hello to President Kamala. By the way, the Michigan governor, Whitmer, is moving to shut down the Great Lakes oil pipeline. Isn't that great? I guess she doesn't care about the price of gasoline and oil and whatnot in her area. It's there for a reason, to bring oil into the refineries that they have and save some money instead of having to pay more. But then what do I know? Oh, and a New York GOP congresswoman-elect wants to form an anti-socialist countergroup to the squad, to AOC. Good for her. She wants to form an anti-socialist, pro-American countergroup. Good for her. I hope she's able to do that. By the way, the Transition Action Team's picks for Biden indicate some radically different immigration approaches as to what's going to happen next year. It looks like we're going to open the borders wide open. And then there's Nancy Pelosi. She's refusing any blame for the Democratic election losses, as members of her party are pointing fingers at her, as well they should. As well they should. Her antics cost her party votes and seats. It's up to 14 right now. It's going to be 16, maybe 17 gains for the Republicans. No losses at all for the Republicans. All of their people got elected, and they gained 16 or 17 seats, which is significant. They've already got 14, and there's two or three more. Looks like they're going to come along. By the way, the COVID-19 vaccinations will eventually be available free at your neighborhood pharmacy chains, just as the flu shots are now, thanks to an agreement announced by the federal health officials this week on Thursday. Optimism for an effective vaccine rose this week after news that the shot was being developed by Pfizer and BioNTech, and that it's more than 90% effective. So they will make it available for people. It's not going to be mandatory. A lot of people are going, well, I'm not going to take it because it's mandatory. Well, whatever. But it's not going to be mandatory, so you don't need to worry about that. If you want to take it, you take it. If you don't want it, you don't have to. And I will tell you that the first people in the chain of command when it comes to getting this are going to be the senior citizens, because they're the most vulnerable, especially the folks over 70. They're in that A number one category, so they are going to be getting the shot first, whether you like it or not. And then it'll work its way around. And Steve in Thailand is saying howdy howdy to us, and hello, Steve. Hope you're doing well, my friend. By the way, we've had a pretty active chat room this morning. I kind of lost track of that a little while ago, but a lot of conversation going on in there. If you ever want to be involved in the chat, it's the Captain's Group, the Captain's Group on Facebook. Just go over there and sign up and jump in it, and away you go. All right, I'll see you all in Sarasota in a few hours. Don't forget the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show down there at Robarts Arena in Sarasota. Other than that, for the rest of you, I will see you Monday morning at 2 a.m. Have a great weekend. Stay out of the snow if you're out west. I know that'll be hard. God bless America. Stay safe and stay healthy.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.